Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session for Monday, the 2nd of December already. So, final month of the calendar year. It's come around pretty quickly, I suppose, is the first thing. So, we've got a really important 3 weeks ahead for financial markets. And it's not so much about the move that we get between now and the end of the year. It's really what will the data points suggest about how perhaps the first part of next year is very likely to play out. So we'll have a look at the major news releases that for us to be mindful of and be able to trade around. So we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management as well, when you're in a profitable position, what decisions can you make? And trend psychology. So all important features, of course. And we adjust these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. We are strong advocates, as you know, of being consistent in our approach as best we can. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So with this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. So I said it's a very important 3 weeks for financial markets, and that's absolutely the case. So today, Monday the 2nd, this week is really about jobs. So tomorrow, we're going to start the jobs numbers with JOLT job openings. So it's very much expected that it looks like we're going to be the number of jobs available in the US is going to be pretty close to what it was last month. So we did see a sizable jump lower from 8 million to just below 7.5. So a sizable jump lower. So let's see if we get any further weakness there. ADP employment numbers came in really high. We've got this sort of dance that we're doing with a lot of these employment numbers where the either expectations really high and it comes in low, or the expectations really low and it comes in high. So what we do have and what we can say pretty confidently is we've got a pretty strong jobs market in the US. We'll be hearing from Jerome Powell this week as well. Few other ISM services numbers in there. Unemployment claims on Thursday, again, pretty low. And then we've got a big one on Friday, which is non-farm payroll numbers. So we're expecting an uptick in fact, quite a solid number is the expectation on the forecast. Really low previously, 12,000 jobs added to the US economy. So there was an expectation that the wheels were going to come off a little bit on the unemployment numbers. But the unemployment rate stuck at 4.1. Now we're getting a sizable uptick in the number of jobs added, over 200,000. And we're also seeing at the same time the unemployment rate tick a little bit higher. So that's probably digesting a lot of what happened last time. Because this isn't intuitively correct, really. But let's see how this week plays out. Average hourly earnings are still strong, keeping in line with inflation. Okay, so this week is really about unemployment numbers. We just have a look at week two of this month. Just looking at major headlines. We've got a lot of central banks in this week too. So we've got the RBA with their potentially holding rates now as we close out the year. Week two is about inflation. So we're going to get all the inflation numbers. Again, we'll be hearing from the SMB, the ECB as well, that have more than a few issues to deal with. PPI inflation numbers for the US on Thursday and very little on Friday. And to just sort of finish off really week three of this month, we've got the FOMC. So if we go back to the Monday, we've got a lot of manufacturing and services numbers. So week one is about unemployment, week two is about inflation, and week three is about monetary policy. So we've got things like growth numbers like retail sales, But this is the big one, really, the 18th of December, which is the FOMC. We'll get the BOJ as well on the 19th, and the Bank of England on the 19th as well. So a lot of important central bank decisions, with the core PCE price index numbers on Friday the 20th. So with all this in mind, we've got an important few weeks, and what looks like the markets are very, very much looking for catalysts to rally. The 2-year has been dipping. We were as high as 4.36. We're now down. We're sort of 18 basis points lower, which does give the equity markets a little bit of a break. We've got the 10-year down at 4.2. We were up at 4.4. Now we're down at 4.2. So this is a lowering of risk at this point in proceedings after the Donald Trump's selection of the Donald Trump administration is in full swing. And there's a bit of, I suppose, a bit of calm as we close out the year. And I suppose the big question is, what does that mean for these financial markets? Well, that's the interesting question, really. So overnight, we've had Friday, we closed out at all-time highs. Really, no major surprise last week with that. But you could see the 4 or 5 days, it was grinding higher, but there's a significant amount of volatility in there as well. And we certainly didn't get the NASDAQ rallying like we saw across the S&P 500. And probably the major reason for that is, if you look at the micro markets like NVIDIA and Microsoft and the Magnificent Seven, there's a little bit of uncertainty across those names. And I think that's playing out in the NASDAQ, whereas it's not really playing out in the same way for the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, for that matter, where on Friday we did actually rally to all-time highs. So a little bit of weakness off the highs. I don't think we've got enough to start selling these equities yet. If we are looking for a sell trade. So commodities, let's have a look at gold and oil. So we've mentioned, if we get below the $68 level, we'd look for a sell trade. We tried to close quite much lower on Friday night, and we've gapped lower and then pulled back a little bit. So I guess we've just got a potential new low in there at the 80 level. Yeah, at 67.80. So we've closed the gap now. So now will we get that rollover to the downside? We shall wait and see. Our bias would be lower. We've had OPEC postpone their meeting. They don't really, it seems on the surface, that they don't really have agreement with regards to supply cuts. So they've postponed the meeting so they don't have to, air their disagreements in public, I guess. So they're probably working quite hard in the background to get some sort of consensus, in which case they can decide with some unity. Okay, so looking at a dollar, there's a bit of dollar strength, it seems, across the board again, and that's quite interesting. So this was your rally trade from last week, and we've now retraced. So if we zoom out, unfortunately, with current market conditions, our bias would be to the upside. Otherwise, this could be a significant indicator. If you look at the price action we saw 2, 4, 6 trading days ago, you'll see the bearish engulfing candlestick, which is really quite significant. And last week, all we ended up doing was kind of bouncing and rallying. Now, this is the momentum trade. So technically, there's a clearly defined sell trade there. However, when you build in what the dollar's doing, We were looking for the euro to strengthen slightly. It's more of a technical shift or pullback. What we've done is we've gapped lower and we've sold off a little bit for the euro dollar. So here's the dollar strength trade coming again. Just a quick look at the yen. Weakness for the euro and the pound yen. Mild strength against the dollar. Dollar Swiss. Dollar strength there against the Swiss franc. Dollar strength against the Canadian dollar. Not that impressive against the Aussie. We're just seemingly moving sideways at these lower levels, at these important lower levels. So there's probably more of a catalyst for a bit of dollar strength than there is dollar weakness. So maybe this week that can begin to shift. And we'll certainly look at crude oil below 67.80 now. And we want to try and keep options open, I guess. That's probably the biggest takeaway. So, and what we do find is that these markets move from catalyst to catalyst. And between these catalysts, sometimes the opportunities are a little bit more on the poor side. And that's probably where we're at. It's very easy to jump in and start selling the equities. Now, European equities is a slightly different dynamic. So if we're looking for weakness in the equity markets, then Europe might be a better option with the DAX. Right, really surprising rally in the DAX. In fact, I think we rallied to technical new all-time highs. We were saying we're in this sort of upper sideways moving pattern. Yeah, not quite. So, I mean, the gap to the downside for the CAC. So our expectation would be for the CAC to move lower, but same for the German DAX. But these are poor quality sell trades. It looks like the US is a little bit weaker, but at all these all-time highs. So it's not a great setup this morning. Mild risk on. We can shift that analysis to mild risk off. Mild risk off market conditions. Mild US indices strength. Potential dollar weakness. So these are potentially the other way around now. Okay, so let's get the grips with this with these numbers. So potential dollar weakness. We'll switch that to potential dollar strength. The yen, we probably prefer a stronger yen against the euro and the pound, but a weaker yen against potentially the dollar. And we've got this this crude oil trade looking to sell below the 67.80 now. sorry. So just as a little caveat here at the bottom, we're looking to keep our options open. We're awaiting, I suppose markets are awaiting next catalyst. I can't type properly, excuse me. Okay, so this is our trade plan for today then. We do have mild risk off market conditions as things stand. So we'll have a look and see mild US indice weakness. We'll have a look at that trade. If there is a sell trade there, it's a short-lived one. Again, potential dollar strength, that will be short-term as well. No, sorry, the dollar strength trade wouldn't be necessarily short-term. Sorry. That's the momentum trade, isn't it? So potential dollar strength is worth looking at, and crude oil looking to sell below the 67.80 after gapping lower over the weekend. So as a little caveat, do keep options open because, again, we are looking for the next catalyst to drive markets. And as a result, that might present some interesting opportunities for the indices and also the markets like the dollar and commodities. So if we keep the options open, we'll be able to act upon it. If we get too entrenched with our decision making and we're only sort of closed off to one direction versus the other, then that means we can potentially miss out on some opportunities there as a result. So keeping options open mentally allows us to be flexible. We'll have a look at the euro dollar trade in just a second when we switch rooms to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. Last week, we had this kind of risk-on trade. We had indices grinding higher. We had the dollar grinding lower. That's probably the best way to put it, with bond yields looking weaker. We've gone from 4.4 to 4.2, so a bit of weakness in bond yields. And we saw markets like gold grinding higher without making too much progress. So today now we've got a bit of softening. It's a very mild risk off market dynamic. So the indices are looking a little bit softer. The dollar's looking a little bit stronger. Bond yields are still lower. And commodities, if we get an opportunity to sell crude oil, we'll look to take it. Okay, so on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We will switch rooms to a European live trade room now in just a few seconds. If you want to join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you then. Markets are clearly looking for this next catalyst. So we have to see how this week plays out now. So with Jolt Jobs, probably the next major catalyst, unless there's some sort of geopolitical development between now and then. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Let me take that back. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and do feel free to connect with us there if you need. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves, and we look forward to seeing you next time. For everyone here, bye for now.